Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Aliz. Hi, girl. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. So how crazy is the weather up there?
Oh, well, yesterday it was like the end of the world. It was so gloomy and cold. Today is equally gloomy, but the temperature is supposed to get a little bit warmer.
Okay.
But we've had like these warnings for like icy rain and things like that. So
yeah.
How's it over there?
Well, yeah, we had icy rain overnight, so that's why I was thinking, oh, it's probably even worse.
Right, we had that
up
yesterday.
North.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you look out the window and you're like, oh, there's Mad Max. Okay, that's nice. That's oh, it's the end of the world. Okay. I hope I dress for the occasion. Yeah, but you know, I was thinking about you yesterday because I just had one of those days where I was so physically exhausted. It came out of nowhere. I was so physically exhausted, I just did the very bare minimum. I didn't even get out of my pajamas, which is very rare because I'm always get up and go and do this. Even if I'm in my house, do this and that, whatever. And I'm like, nope, got to pay attention. Something clearly is going on. And it wasn't like I felt physically ill, although my stomach was really, really upset. And I don't think it was from anything I ate. I think there's energies that are shifting. I feel so much through my stomach. I think gut health is so important. So I'm all about the probiotics and really paying attention and releasing. And so that just undid me. So all I was capable of doing was making sure there was food on the stove for the kids. And I coached one person for an audition. And then I just relaxed, or my version of relaxing.
Nice.
But I thought of you.
Yeah.
I thought of you. I said, this is like, I got to pay attention to this. No reason to push through. Why push through? Where am I going? Push through to what? Push through to a Zoom call? What am I? Push through to what? Push through to go someplace that I can't go to? So I said, okay. And it wasn't that I was so rested that I couldn't sleep. If anything, I was awoken by the alarm, which is rare, but I always set an alarm for show day just for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I did. But, oh, I could have slept. Absolutely. So I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. So wiped out.
Wow.
Today a little less wiped out, but I'm taking my time. Because I can. Because this is an opportunity. We've never been able to take our time or to slow down. Or I never really have in this way. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to roll with it.
Good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And you know, and when I have those things happen, I tend to, you know, like for me, when I say I'm taking the day off, or I'm relaxing, or I'm not feeling well, I'm asleep. Basically, like, I am not leaving my room.
Right.
And I always have dreams. I mean, even when I'm feeling fine, I have dreams. I don't always remember them.
Right.
But there'll be these little snippets and I'll just like, was that part of the dream? Or
right.
was that real life? I can't really
right.
remember.
Right.
So like I've stopped obsessing over trying to remember them. Like I just try really hard after I, you know, wake up. Like, ah, what
right.
is that? So I'm just going to just, if it needs to make itself apparent,
it will.
It will.
It'll be effortless.
It'll be another image, another dream.
Right. Right.
But interesting, because I was watching my niece Isabel yesterday, and she's not been feeling well. She's had some, you know, the sniffles, cold, congestion. Because she was like that on Friday, probably, you know, the beginnings of it. And then over the weekend, you know, it's just running its course. And so yesterday, both of her parents had to go into the office, which is, you know, because I guess yesterday's President's Day, the school was off, but, you know, her parents were not. So they had to go in. So I ended up spending the night because they wanted me to get there really early. I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I am not going to be able to get up that early and meet you guys.
I'd be all Mary Poppins. You'd be there with your umbrella.
I'm going to need to spend the night. So I came over. I went over the you know, later that Sunday evening and just settled in. And, but she slept. And she did this. She apparently did it on Sunday, too, where she had like three naps.
Wow.
Of increasing length at each nap. So she did the same thing yesterday. And of course, because of her breathing, like I basically just held her, which is secretly what I want to do anyway.
Oh, yeah,
I love
that's
her
a
so
drug.
Much.
Right there. And that's like the best crystal you can get. Like, just hold it. That's it.
So, but honestly, she really was breathing hard. I mean, I heard her that like Sunday night, she was coughing and she, you know, she just couldn't breathe very well. So I knew I needed to hold her because I knew she didn't get very good sleep at all the night before. So I held her, but she did the same thing. She was processing some stuff. She had like an upset stomach.
Wow.
As evidenced by her diaper, because I'm like, mm-hmm. What did you eat?
You know? Right. Probably ate the same thing I ate.
Yeah. So, you know, and so I changed her diaper, and she was just, you know, just sleepy, like, you know, floppy fish, wet noodle, kind of like,
right.
All I could do. But I'm like, you know, when it's sick day for me, I just want to stay in bed. So I figured she was still hungry. She just couldn't breathe, you know, like feeding her a bottle. But her appetite was, she was on the mend basically, but I was holding her. I figured, okay, well, whatever she needs to do. And I thought about my mother, when she wouldn't necessarily always hold me. I don't know if she did or not, when I was a little baby, but I'm sure she did. But,
yeah,
but she, you know, she was always very attentive when I was sick, when I was not feeling well. So, I'm like, okay, well, that's your sick day. That's what you do. That's what you get. If you can still do that, then you get somebody to kind of look after you. And
yeah,
so she was feeling a lot better. But same thing, she took three naps yesterday. So whatever was going on yesterday or over the weekend,
right?
She was feeling it too, and she's a water sign. She's a Pisces, so. Can you believe her? She'll be a year next month.
No. Already? Damn, that went by fast.
In less than a month.
Wow.
3 weeks. Almost 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, yes, unfortunately, she was born right before everything shut down, like literally before.
March 10th, she was born.
Damn. She got a good timing. Crazy. Yeah, we're going on a year of this insanity.
Yeah.
Living like this. Crazy.
So,
yeah. To just roll with it and to go with it. But I also realized something, too, that this is the first time in my life that I'm not running or running away. I tend to just run away from things. And what day will it be? Let me see. Today is what? Today's the 16th?
Yes.
So let me just look at my calendar real quick. Okay, so Friday will mark my daughter's birth anniversary, and then a few days after that, it's her death anniversary. And I'm like, I'm a pro. It's like, she died in 1995. She was born and she died. I'm good. But I realized, oh my God.
Mm.
Oh, this makes so much sense. I've never slowed down, except for COVID making us slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, and I was astounded how, and I'm like, I'm being flooded with so many memories, and this has been going on, you know, for months now, just all different kinds of things that, you know, don't really get to think about, but you're thinking about it because you're not running as much as you used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is crazy, because within the first, and I don't recommend this to anybody grieving, because this is not the way to do it, but in the first 6 months, well, put it this way, when she, my daughter passed, I was postpartum, obviously, mm-hmm. It was within a few days after giving birth. It's all a blur in terms of when things happened. But let's say within a day or two that she passed, so that's within a week of her being born, my ex-husband, no shade to him, my ex-husband took to the bed.
Oh.
I'm leaking from every orifice. I brought him flowers.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Right. So there are things that I'm remembering that I kind of like buried. And within 6 months of that loss, I got pregnant again, had a miscarriage, and I started a job.
Wow.
A full-time job. So running. I'm a runner, and I realize that I've been running my whole life. So because now this is an opportunity to not run, but to just work and move through everything, I'm like, oh, okay, well, just deal with the grief that now feels safe enough to come out.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And
that totally makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. So I'm like, no wonder I'm down this week. Not down, mm-hmm. like depressed, but like energetically down. So I'm gonna honor that. Of course, family and anything attached to a dollar sign takes priority. And the rest is the rest. It really doesn't matter. So it makes sense that, like, now I feel safe to move through the residual grief, which, and this might sound weird how I'm putting it, which will be a piece of cake, you know, because my understanding of grief, my experience of grief is quite profound and quite experiential. But the grief that has been holding space in the wings can now be set free.
Yeah.
I just ran away from it. And also I had to do what I had to do, you know. But it's so interesting. So I see how everything all kind of ties in. We talked on the last show about my younger son who's adopted, who now is ready to meet his biological family. So I put some steps towards that, which I will continue to pursue next week. I'm giving myself, this is like my week of grace. You know, like I have a grace period. This is like my week of grace. Like what I get done, I get done. And I'm not going to think about, well, what else could I do? What else could I do? No, we're not doing that. I mean, I'm wired for that. I've always been like that. I'm very type A, but I'm going to be type no way right now.
Type no way.
Type no way. No, no way. No.
Positive.
Yeah.
Or
no way.
Depending on how you look at it.
It depends on how you look at it. But yeah, my energy is consumed with just the minimum right now. And yeah, I need to honor it because there's nothing left for me to run away from.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think that kind of, yeah, it lends itself. But yeah, I was like very surprised, you know, and I don't feel physically ill outside of my stomach having issues, but that's always been connected. I feel everything spiritually, energetically through the sacral, which makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah. So we're chilling. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. It's Isabel, it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
The timing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, and she's like, she's standing and taking a few tentative steps before she's let me sit down again. I'm like, no, you're doing fine. But, yeah, she's just growing. She still doesn't have any teeth. I think
how
her
cute.
Teeth want to come out as soon as they can. But it was a good day. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of glad she was a little under the weather because she has a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy.
It's a lot to chase.
I mean, she was still pretty when she was feeling up for it. She had these bursts of like just. Hey, let's play. I'm like, okay.
All right, girl. What you want to play? We want to play spa day.
Take these cucumbers, put them over your eyes. You know.
Right.
But
this is called mani pedi, and you tell me pick color. Her two first words will be pick color. How'd you learn that? Easy.
Easy.
Easy taught me. Pick color.
Which would be hilarious because I am not the girly girl, but.
No, you're not. But when you're tired, you will improvise. You will trade that flannel shirt for a Turkish robe like that. Don't even play with me. Shoot. I don't know how you roll. I see you.
But yeah, she's pretty adorable. I mean, just like typical kid, you know, nose running, but wants
right.
to, you know, wants to explore still. And,
right.
And, but just, you know, but my heart was going out to her because she just could not catch a break with breathing, and, you know, and you're trying to, you know, as soon as you take out something to clean her nose, she's like ducking her head and, So anyway, it was a good speed for me because I was also, you know, still it's winter time and
The Bears had it right. The Bears knew what they were doing.
I was a bear in a past life, but
I was a little cub.
I could hibernate for a while.
I sure could too. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So God, I feel like I should ask a question, but I have no idea.
No.
Just something.
Ask who? Us?
Or us.
Look at that. It said plural. Look at us.
You know.
I know how you do. We know what's going on. Yeah, but there's been a lot of, I mean, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, a lot of activity, too.
Yeah.
You know, that cranial sacral stuff is still going on. Multi-dimensional. I'm like, okay, all right, okay. I just roll with
it. Yeah, like
there's a lot
my
going
hands
on.
are feeling a little bit better. I mean, the skin is still healing, but it's feeling better.
Oh, that's great. What have you been doing?
I did get the shark cartilage supplement, so
okay,
I've added
great.
That. I had Donna just do a quick check on it and just, you know, kind of energetically gauge, like, so how much of this stuff should I be taking?
Mm-hmm.
When I told her about it, she's like, yeah, yeah, you know, do that. And I was running low on another supplement that's like the cod liver oil or whatever. And she said, well, take the shark cartilage instead and we'll see how that goes. So,
right. That makes sense.
You know, so that's been helping.
Oh, good. That's crazy because that was all Lois.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, and it's like stuff is still working itself out. And I know that this is
a long detox. Yeah.
Right. Right. What's interesting is that as it's getting better, it's still sort of like it's made a spread to like my wrists, just like on my right side. It's a little more noticeable, just a very small amount on my left, like a dot or so, but on my right, it's a little more noticeable on the inner part, on that side of my arm, the wrist. And like, okay, well, you know, here I am thinking, is it spreading back up again? Like, is it, I'm like, I'm just going to stop questioning it. Like, I'll just do what I need to do. And, but yeah, so normally I'll put on the little eczema lotion that I have on my hands, and I'll put some gloves on so I won't scratch. But
right.
It's like it's too, my hands they'll just be incredibly sweaty. So then I'm like, okay, well,
suffocating, right?
Yeah. Well, let me take that off. That's like I've just stopped doing that at night, and just even though they're still kind of itchy, I'm like, okay, let me just. Let me just try to, you know, get like kind of that mind over matter, I'll try to position my hands like, I think if they feel covered like against the blanket, I'll just try to keep them still, so that they won't under the covers and just like against my legs or whatever, so I won't scratch or anything like that or on my stomach, but of course in the middle of the night I'm scratching.
Well, of course.
I'll wake myself up. Like, oh, this time. So this time it was my wrists, both wrists that were itching. I'm like, okay, well, and I normally will take a screenshot and I'll send it to Donna. We still haven't had a chance. She had something. She was like some illness that she was dealing with, so she wasn't able to really see anybody. So I was like, all right, well. When you're ready, I'm ready to get an acupuncture session and to pick up some additional supplements. But I can see that it's at least it's healing a little bit. It's not as tender.
That's good.
But I'm just noticing. I'm curious. I don't know enough about the meridian system to see like what are these points? Because sometimes Donna can just look at it. Oh, that's liver. That's lungs. That's like okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Right. I'll know.
That spleen. I'm like okay.
Right.
So I'm like, so all the stuff, all my organs, basically.
Right. You're like it's a potpourri. Right.
Right. Right. So that's sort of what I'm dealing with. I'm just noticing that, and I'm like, gosh, you know. When I saw the wrist, you know, I think of wrists, and I think, well, the first thing I think of with the right side was that like handcuffs, like
oh, wow,
with the like the kind of being shackled, you know.
Oh my God, that's really powerful.
Yeah. And I think about the backstory that I'm getting as I'm doing the reunion work with Donna, and you know, lifetimes and ancestors who mostly female but some male who felt trapped and unable to be, you know, they had to do certain things or they just had to be stuck. That's what that's what I think of when I see these. You know, I see my hands. I see particularly the wrists. That's what I think of. And then when I see Isabel, and she was like noticing because I do wear my gloves with her because who knows what's going to happen with that when I'm working or whatever. But but she was sort of picking at my gloves, and so I was showing her. At one point, I did have to take my gloves off, kind of air out my hands,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
so she was sort of pinching my my left hand. She was just like looking at that, and I was explaining to her, like, you know, I'm trying to heal. This is good.
I'm doing it for you.
This is be good for you.
I'm breaking the chains for you. I'm doing this. I am breaking thousands of years of broken DNA and damaged patterning. Don't you understand what I'm doing for you? I'm the pattern interrupter. Don't you understand? Speak, child, speak. Oh my God.
Yeah. So she'll breathe easier.
Literally.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll see how everything goes. And I did have a really good good weekend. It was pretty busy. I think, and I know I do know this, but it's even more noticeable in a time where most people have had to slow down. I had a tour on Saturday.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had two tours, so that was good. I met up with one of my drivers, and you know, she's one of the people I've been talking to about you know, starting the brew tours and all that. But this group was a larger group for me, and they had been recommended, or we were referred to them by someone else who had taken a tour. Like, I don't know how long, I don't even know who it is. You know, this could be just a passenger, not the main contact. They were so nice. It was a mixed group. It was, the contact was setting something up for her husband, for his birthday, which was the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And they were such a good group, and they were so appreciative of everything. You know, they had definitely had a good time. They were pretty sloshed by the end of it. But they were just so supportive of me and my business and where I wanted to take it. And that just felt really good. That felt really good.
Yeah. So wonderful.
To have that, to not just from one person, but from, you know, a few of them, like, oh my gosh, you know, let us know. And, you know, we want to, I want to plan that as something else. And, you know, and I'm just, you know, you've got my information. Let me know. We'll set everything up. and the client had made little goodie bags for everybody, like snacks, which is smart. They were eating
mm-hmm.
at one of the wineries first thing, but they brought snacks, and she had made, she'd made cookies, and she'd made little, like, you know, meat and cheese, little snacks and crackers and things like that. And I didn't tell her, you know, hey, I'm trying not to, you know, eat any gluten.
Right.
She's like, no, take them. You know, I made some for everybody, so I made some for you too. And I tried, you know, I did eat some because I was actually hungry.
Right.
And I could, you know, it wasn't like immediately, oh my gosh, I'm scratching. But actually, considering, you know, I haven't had this stuff in a long time, it didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an immediate, my hands were inflamed. So that was good. I felt like I could be gracious and like take, you know,
right.
It was like the cookies and the crackers mainly that were the, and I didn't eat as many of the crackers.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm feeling good. So that was fine. But that meant that Sunday, all I did, I mean, I just slept in. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a lot. It was a lot of people that I was hanging around, and I was out
energy.
And about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just need to be aware of that. I guess I could build it up as hopefully things open up a little bit more. And if we're able to be in a little more contact with everybody, or be out and have it be safe. But for me, that's been a pattern that I've noticed where if I'm at a big gathering, I really do need a day or two off.
Yes, that's good. That's smart.
Yeah. So I just know, and it could be for work. It could just be something social. I know that that's something that my body just needs. It just craves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So to have it be fairly low key the next day, and I knew I had to, I knew I had to spend the night at my brother's house to watch my niece. Like
right.
I said, all things worked out. She was, she was still a little under the weather and just needed it to be a very low key day for herself. So I could provide.
Good. Yep.
So yeah, I just know that about me, and I think about sort of the same thing with you. Like you knew how busy you've been for
decades,
26 years,
right?
In particular, for me, I've had like middle school friends, high school friends. One friend in particular who I've known since high school. I remember him writing this in my yearbook. He's like, I hope you get to slow down at some point. You're always so busy. And I remember reading that when he, when I got my yearbook back from him, thinking, what is he talking about? This is just, I have clubs. I have bands.
You're doing things, not even thinking about it. Right?
Yeah, whatever. But he noticed that when I was a teenager.
Wow.
That I juggle a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was just like normal gear to do that.
Right.
And it continued, obviously. And then, within the last 8 years, 9 years, I realized this is crazy. This is way too much going on. And I have officially burned myself out. So to kind of go on this rehab of of not doing things the way everyone else has done it and the way I have done it. I feel like I have to justify a lot, and part of it's just to me,
of course.
Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? Man, am I really just that lazy? And I'm not on the same timetable. I feel like
right.
I'm not on the same planet sometimes.
Girl, all day.
with how things are going, and I know that it's not, it's not the norm.
No.
But I feel like it's what I need to do for whatever the next steps are,
Right.
And it's weird to explain because there's a part of me, especially with me wanting to branch out with my business, of wanting to do certain things. Like you think in the business mindset, well, I need to do this much to get this much to make, to pay off this much.
Right.
And it's like, that feels heavy and feels like a hamster wheel.
Right.
And I feel like they keep showing me like but you've been living your life a very different way. And it's just this mindset, this guilt that kind of
mm-hmm.
keeps you feeling like you need to do or be
yes.
more to justify you.
Right. And unfortunately, that just is like two steps forward, two steps backwards. You're marching in place.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Blocking
and
it creates another form of resistance, unfortunately.
Yeah.
For things to come in because it's confusing.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's been that ongoing but you're going in with a deficit. You're going in with this heavy burden.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Needing to pay back. Needing to,
right.
to do enough to earn enough to pay back.
Right. Well, that's not the case. Right. Right.
So, yeah, maybe that makes sense to have these, like, chains on, you know, the
right.
imprints of
right.
these chains.
Right. So you are, you know, in the process of getting unshackled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's deep. But you're taking the hit. Boy, excuse me, you really are taking the hit for the team, Isabel. I'm doing this for you. I'm just a baby. Leave me alone.
Right.
Stop. Stop yelling at me. I didn't do anything. I'm just a baby. I'm the closest thing to source that you're going to have, bitch. You better keep hugging. Keep hugging, because by the time I turn two, it's done.
I know,
keep
right?
I know. It's like that shelf life. No, I would used to joke about that too, because, you know, babies are so amazing. Yes, you have to, you know, take such amazing care of them, you know, and then once they grow up and they're teenagers, I'm like, okay, so for 3 years of, like, you know, hugging, this is the price I got to pay.
Right.
For 3 years of being cute, now I got to deal with this. All right. All right.
I feel like I had that connection lasted a little bit longer with Lily.
Yeah, well, she's, you know, she's a magical little thing, isn't she?
She's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
And with Jaden, I always knew at some point, because he was sort of in his own little world, but. You know, that we would not be able to have that. It's not this. It's just different. You know, seeing him now, it's sort of like with I feel this way about my dad. There are things that he'll just do, and you know, that's his gesture of saying I love you. He's not going to say it the same way.
Mm-hmm,
you know, like he's
mm-hmm.
not going to show it the same way. So when I get to see them and I see. I see Jaden, and he's just so intelligent. We have
mm-hmm.
We have such good conversations. I'm just fascinated because his command of the language and his viewpoint is so fascinating to me. It's refreshing, and this is this little kid that, you know, I changed his diapers. Because he's so quiet, but I love that he is so observant. And that he's paying attention, and that he'll share things with Anna, and Anna will say, "Oh my gosh, Jaden he just loves seeing you." So we're sort of it's sort of stuff like my mom would sort of say that about dad, like, "Oh yeah, your dad, your father's so proud of you," you know. But in
you're
that,
like,
in that
well, how come you didn't tell me to my face?
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
Like,
right.
It'd be nice to hear it from him. So it would be, but for me, just to feel
just
that
to
energy,
know, yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Just to
yeah.
know it is everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
that's great. That is
yeah,
great.
It's beautiful.
And so, you know, so it's a little bittersweet because Lily is now not. She's still expressive to a degree, but she keeps a lot in. You know,
yeah.
It's not as easy
right.
because there's a whole gap of her growing up that I have missed. But there's still that love. I mean, that will always
mm-hmm.
be there. So I'm like, oh, you know, that was,
right.
you know, such a short amount of time. But so we'll see. You know, yeah, with Isabel, she's, again, just energetically such a different she has to keep an eye on her. She's a handful. And she's not like a real huggy type anyway. She never was.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's really sleepy. but she's more of a delegator commander type person, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She just kind of does her thing, and then she's like, "Oh, are you still here? Oh, okay. Well, let's do something here. Fetch me
right.
that bottle.
You are this one of my subjects of my kingdom.
Right.
Might as well make good use of you.
Yeah,
fetch me my bottle. Right.
Fetch me my bottle. So. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You take what you can get, and you learn to just let them be and let them grow.
That's right.
As they develop.
That's right. What else can you do?
Yeah.
So true. Oh my God. This world, this life, these kids. So crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, so who knows? Yeah, who knows how things are going to progress? I have no idea. I don't know where the vaccines. I don't know where they are. I think somebody stole them. I don't know what happened. So.
Oh, we're supposed to go. My aunt's supposed to get her second round today.
Oh,
later this afternoon.
Oh, that's so great. Now it's interesting because. You as being somebody in the household, like a friend of mine took her mother and then they went ahead and they vaccinated my friend, even though my friend wasn't eligible, but because she was with her mother, she got with them. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, I think maybe if I were in her, if I were with Kaiser, honestly, if I had answered the phone when they called me, because I don't know who it is. When people call, if I don't know who you are, you leave a message. But I have a feeling that they probably would have asked me.
If I
wanted to get it. But,
right.
You know, once you're there, they can't, you know, they have to have everything kind
of,
you know.
Well, of course, it's all set up, right.
So, I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, the way it's also worded here is like if you're a caretaker, but you would have to have,
you have to have
documentation.
Yeah.
So, my sister-in-law, both her parents are like, you know, in their 80s or late 70s, early 80s. So they're definitely in that group. And, her father was able to get it, but her mother was trying to, they couldn't schedule it together. I don't know how that panned out, but like her father has already gotten the first shot. Her mother's getting it pretty soon.
That's good.
Different channels. And so I don't know if he could have said, you know, well, you know, I'm here with my wife. Could you add her to the list? But, you know, it's weird.
It's a weird system. I don't know. It's a weird system how they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will wait and see.
I think allegedly, I think the rest of us, I think they're saying by mid-year, so June. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm not thrilled about having to get a shot, but I'm going to pay attention. What some of my friends are saying that the second round is supposed to be pretty potent. So I want to keep an eye out on my aunt and see, because after the first round, she's like, yeah, no big deal. You know, she was fine. So we'll see how it is today.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's getting protected. That's really important for
Her, definitely. She's
vulnerable.
Yeah. She doesn't like to go. Sometimes she wants to go outside because she just misses it. And she likes to go, not outside necessarily, but to, just to be social. Like she'll go to that old Kroger where she used to work.
She used to work, right.
Be remodeled, but it's like kind of the same community, same area. And I'll just let her go. You know, I'll say, just call me when you're done and I'll pick you up, because she'll do her shopping, but she'll stroll down the aisles and she'll see some of her old coworkers. And
that's
what she wants to be able to do. But, you know, she doesn't want to go there when there's a ton of people. She wants to go.
Right.
She tries to do it at a different time, but she's not always aware of like what day it is. Like, yeah, everyone's going to be there on a, you know, Saturday or a Sunday. So we try to do those kinds of things, but
that's nice.
We'll see what happens with her.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, it's interesting because my parents, their first shot is not until March 20th. So but they knew this in January when they,
right. It's crazy. Right. You have to reserve. Right.
Yeah.
It's like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The waiting list.
They're booked solid for 2 months.
Oh, exactly. You can't get a table. Right. What the hell? Yeah. So So, but it's important, you know, for those that are the most vulnerable amongst us. So, when it's our turn, it's our turn. So I'm not, as long as everyone's keeping safe, no one's going to bring it home. And, both of my kids are pretty mindful about all of that. It's tough with a teenager, but I talk about this every day, if not every other day, about I visit your grandmother every other week. I cannot be bringing this to her. Do you follow what I'm saying? Like, I cannot. And I told him about somebody that he also knows whose sister had moved back in with their parents. And I guess she's a little bit of a partier. Her elderly father just died of COVID.
Wow.
And she brought it into the house.
Wow.
So I had to share that story with my son. It's like, we cannot be bringing it. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. We cannot risk, you know. And please don't tell me about no variants that are even more contagious. Like, what? No. Don't even tell us that there's more stuff in the air that's even, like, freakier and scarier than what we've been dealing with for the past year. Please don't.
Mm.
Please keep it to yourself. Please do. Yeah. Yeah. So I can't make it any more clear and succinct that if you bring it here and I don't know it and I'm not exhibiting symptoms and I bring it to your grandmother and she dies because of this, nobody wants that.
Right.
No. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, yeah, and I think that's why unconsciously, because it's not even conscious, unconsciously, I always wait about 2 weeks in between visits with my mom. I see her every 2 weeks. Yeah. God freaking forbid. But that poor, my friend's sister, she got loose. She was partying, whatever. And I can't even imagine the torment that she's putting herself through.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And her mother's, you know, still with us. So I can't even imagine.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that people are going out of their way blaming her. She's blaming herself.
Right.
Girl, you know?
Right.
Oof, but who even wants to? No. Mm-mm. I'll sit that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. There are too many variables. That if you can, what you can control, please do.
Right.
You know, I mean, because there's not a lot of sense and a reason in how it's going to hit. I mean, so that's why you take as many precautions as you can.
Right.
But you just don't, it's in the air. You just don't know.
Right.
Part of the precaution is also staying in as good a health as you can.
Right.
So taking those days where
that's
like
right.
You said, you're not going to push it.
Nope. What's the point? Who are you proving it to
right.
punish it? And, you know, and let's go back to that. It's like with, you know, what you were talking about, you being very hard on yourself about, well, I could be doing this, that, and the other. Like, what is, like, to what end are we going
right.
to push ourselves for what, or judge ourselves or torture ourselves? Like, no. It's like if that is shifting into everything is lining up as it needs to be in this moment. And maybe if we start saying that to ourselves, all right, doesn't have to make sense to me. But I know in my soul, in my heart, that everything is lining up as it needs to. Then I accept this.
Right.
As opposed to torturing. Like, I should be doing more. No. Who said? Well, why didn't I get this? Who said? You know what you need to
right.
get done. And it's incredible because when you give yourself that grace, and then you approach whatever task that you were just, you know, wrestling with, all of a sudden you defy time and space, because what you thought was going to be this arduous, incredibly laborious task really was something quite effortless and didn't nearly take the time that you, because time, it doesn't exist. So there's a little alchemy to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
That's funny. You said Grace, and that was the name of my client.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's so funny. Hello.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, she and her husband and all of her friends were just so, so nice. And, yeah, like, that's a good name, Grace. She was a very gracious name. Very gracious.
It's a beautiful name. I like the name Grace a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. And just kind of that's that full circle moment where you start to it starts to click. It's like, oh, okay. And it's just those little things. I felt like over the last few days, definitely my guides have been sort of reminding me, like, you know, you're good, we're good, everything's good. You know, you're doing what you need to be doing. You're resting, you know.
Right.
You're taking care of yourself. And that last little piece, like we talk about self-care, it's also it includes self-talk. So,
that's right. That's a really good point. Nobody talks about that. But, yeah, that's so true. Nobody talks about self-talk. Right.
What you're telling yourself, and some of it is just it's a pattern. I mean, how you talk to yourself, and sometimes it's not even what you it's mostly what you don't say out loud. It's those inner thoughts that are just like the default setting is to put yourself down or to self-deprecate.
Yep.
When you catch those little things, and sometimes if you say it out loud, like, oh, did I really say that to myself? Yeah. Have I been saying it to myself? Probably for the last, 40, 50, whatever years,
Right. Decades. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's such an automatic thing that when you finally do catch yourself, that's huge to catch it and then to decide, do that work and decide if it's true or not.
Right.
And more often than not, it's not true. It hasn't been true for a long time.
Right.
So then the next part of that is to say, well, what is true?
Right.
And that's that level of acknowledgement. It acknowledges that at some point that probably was true a very long time ago. And for probably a very brief moment. Even that, because I had a coworker who would say, oh, I'm such an idiot. And it was such a, just something you'd say in passing about this.
Yeah,
like,
so
oh,
stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You messed up. Yeah. And you're like, ooh. And I would cringe every time you'd say it.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm like, oh, man. You know,
don't say that. Right.
It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. It seems so innocuous.
Right.
But you say that to yourself how many times a day? Over 10 years.
Yeah, not good.
That becomes a belief. That becomes,
it becomes
part of
the belief that right
part of your identity that you kind of cover yourself up with, and then you start presenting in some way. You start presenting that way.
Right.
So if ever there's a time to shed that, we've been given this time. Well, we've always been given the time. It just doesn't matter what's going on. But it seems like in a time where we're having to slow down a little bit and really. Rethink how we go outside and how we are, then why wouldn't you do that for yourself? And I think a lot of people have, whether they realize it or not, I think a lot of people have. And some people have not been happy with what they found when they've had to be with themselves for a while and realize what they have neglected. Not to get back heavy on it again, but so as we look for that word, that grace of moving through that, when you come across these discoveries about yourself,
right,
You know, how much grace can you give yourself?
Right.
And then what can you do? You know, how can you make it so that within what's within your power? There's so much that's within your power to change. And we just don't always look at it that way. And I know we have the last few minutes, but I think I know who this is. I thought I'd go ahead. And I saw the hand raised. So. Hello?
Hi. Well, I don't know if there's enough time. I did have a question. But
Is this girlfriend? Is this Jennifer?
Yeah, it's Jennifer.
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah, Jennifer sent a nice email commenting, she wasn't talking about me, commenting on on how gracious you were when we had you were so gracious, talk about grace, when we had our caller that was saying that not wearing a mask was a form of activism, and I was like,
right.
I'm out. And I'm like, I am not dealing with this, so good for you. Hi, Jen. What's going on, darling?
Well, it's funny because I've got this boyfriend that I've had for over a year that I hardly ever see because he's
the dude in Michigan, right?
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
And I've said this to him before, but this is more of an energy. Can you feel the energy? I feel like there's so many cords between him and his ex-wife.
Oh, God.
I think it's insurmountable. I brought it up. He assures me no, but that's not what
well,
I
you know,
feel.
What they say and what's going on sometimes can be two different.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just do like a reset of the energy. Just take a deep breath, and if you could just form all of what you're feeling into one simple, stripped down question, what would the question be?
Is there some sort of pact with them to be together eventually?
I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing, I'm getting the, and you know, I'm a city chick, so I don't know from nature, but what I'm getting is kind of like an entanglement underneath the ground. Like I'm getting like these gnarled roots that
mm-hmm.
have kind of, are like almost strangling each other. That's like the mental picture that popped in as you were describing and then asking your question. Also, the metaphor of we don't know what's going on underneath the surface. And when things sort of break ground or when they do come to the surface, it's not like an overnight thing. It's actually things that have been seeds that have been planted and taken root underneath the surface, but not to your line of visibility or consciousness. You understand what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
he's saying all that to you because actually for him, that is his truth. Now, we don't know what's going on with Miss Thing. We don't know what's going on. It's the ex-wife, right?
Yes.
We don't know what's going on with her. So what I'm getting energetically is that that's his truth. What he's saying to you is the truth, but we don't know what's going on with her. And the little bit of energy that I'm getting with her, it's a very veiled energy. It's one
mm-hmm.
it's one that's not very obvious or very clear. But I think energetically she still wants to hold on. And you being very clairvoyant yourself, it's kind of hard for you to separate the difference between her energy imprinting onto him, but trust him when he says that to you.
Okay.
Trust that, because he would be painting a very different story or telling a very different narrative if he was wanting to push you away or put you in a different sort of category. But we don't know what's going on with her.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm so glad.
If there was an attachment, I thought he was probably not even conscious of it.
He's not. And, you know, their bandwidth operates differently than our bandwidth, right? So,
mm-hmm.
just receive him as he is. I wouldn't even ask him about it, and let's just see how things roll out. And look, you're in Canada, he's in the States. When you see each other in person, isn't it just like the most amazing, fun, magical time, and you can't wait to see each other again?
Yes.
But then end of story. Then you know what?
Yeah.
Hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't taint that pure biosphere. You know how sometimes if something gets contaminated, you have to just, it's a wrap, you have to start from scratch. Don't contaminate it. And what's going on? It's none of your business.
That's right. That's true.
So leave it. So leave it over there.
Yeah.
But no, this his intent, and his it's like that old Elvis Costello song. I don't know why that's coming. Allison, my aim is true. My aim is true.
Ah.
I'm getting that, and I don't know if there's a connection with that, but that's a very old song, and that just popped in, that lyric. My aim is true. I don't know if he likes Elvis Costello. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if her name is Allison.
I do too.
I don't know if her name is Allison. I don't know if she's Alice the maid for the Brady Bunch. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But
it's not.
That's from the song. But the lyric is "My aim is true." So I think there's something to that because that came very clear to me.
Good.
All right.
And you know, and energetically, I can work on her. And you know, they're friends, so you know, I hope she finds someone.
Listen, and you know what? Do you really need to work on her? Just send love.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to work on her, girl. Girl, you're not working for free.
Yeah.
No. You're not working for free. Right. No. You do not need to work on the ex-spouse.
Okay.
You do not need to. No. You need to keep it cute for yourself. Have the most magical time with your with your special friend, and you know, and you said a few months ago that you're on the fence. So what I'm thinking, what's also going on over here, Jen, is that fence. Now you got like you know an indented butt because you've been on the fence for too damn long. And and I think because yes, it's a long distance relationship. Yes, it's COVID. All of that, you had a grace period also, right? So that this bought you some time. But I think another thing that's going on is that at some point, because you said, it's been over a year?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, maybe not so much having to deal with him and the ex and all of that, maybe that's a little bit of a deflection because there's a part of you that's maybe not quite ready this moment to have the DTR conversation. And that's the define the relationship.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with sex.
Well, you thought it was something nasty. I know how your little filthy mind works. Yeah, you were like, what? What is that? I don't know what that is. Liz is such a freak. No, she's not. She's not a freak. You're a freak. No. The DTR, because I don't know what you're talking about. Hello. I think that's it could be a little bit of a deflection.
You're right. Yeah.
You know, girl, it's just, we're here to serve. We're here to help the people.
And you do it with grace.
So step back. There's nothing, it's like what Elisa was talking about earlier. There's no extra effort right now. Just be in the love and the gratitude of like, oh my God, like I am in this life during COVID and having, you know, been divorced and having kids and all of that. And wow, it is so remarkable that this is in my field of experience today. I am so fortunate because that is the primordial field of possibility and opportunity for you.
Through that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So give us a call. Give us a call back with updates. But yeah, you don't have to. You do not need to work on the ex-wife. So let's just not even.
All right. I won't.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We love you madly. All right, girl.
Love you too.
All right.
Love
anyway,
you.
Well, I'm so glad she called. Okay, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern. As always, wear your mask. See, now I do that. Now I do that out of spite. Now I say that out of spite. Wear your mask, because we can. It's our show, damn it. It's our show. Stay safe. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Tell me something.